Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Parents are good at telling children what's going to happen. They're great at making plans or threats, at setting limits or making rules. But parents are sometimes not so good at actually doing what they said they would do, a little thing we call follow-through. It turns out the following through as a parent is both critically important and really difficult. Here's what I mean. Consider your deluded neighbor who tells his kids, if you don't pick up those toys right now, I'm giving them to the Salvation Army. Or if you don't feed that puppy, we're taking it back to the pound. Sounds impressive, right? But how many parents actually follow through on these threats? Here's what usually happens instead. A teenager is told that he can go out with his friends when his chores are done. Said teenager says, okay. But when the friends show up and the chores aren't finished, the teenager will usually say, but my friends are here now. I'll do the chores tomorrow. And parents melt like ice cream on a griddle. How many teenagers actually finish those chores the next day? Young people instinctively trust actions more than words. You may tell your child you have to turn off your video game in 15 minutes, and you may really mean it when you say it. But your child objects and promises just 5 more minutes, Mom. And you have a few things you want to finish anyway, and besides, he did do his homework. And before you know it, the game continues, and you're left feeling like you've lost a contest you didn't know you were in. Remember, children are always making decisions. When parents fail to follow through, children may decide that parents are untrustworthy, that they don't mean what they say, or that they can be manipulated. None of those decisions is helpful for future learning or behavior. When a parent says something, means it, and can follow through with respect and firmness, children learn that the world has rules and boundaries and that parents can be relied upon to do what they said. What happens when parents don't follow through? Well, children learn to manipulate. They learn irresponsibility rather than responsibility. They learn that they needn't keep their agreements because mom and dad may yell, but they'll take care of it. They fail to learn self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-discipline. Sometimes parents must be willing to be momentarily disliked by their children in the name of teaching valuable life skills and character qualities. It's important to think before you speak. Ready, shoot, aim is not a great parenting strategy. But if you've made a reasonable request, made an agreement with a child, or stated what you will do, follow through with kindness and firmness. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.